Welcome, Rundown Nation. Wall here. I have fantastic news for everyone listening to this podcast. Just me today. No Woj. I know I hear the applause in the background, except for the two fans. You know, Mrs. Woj, his wife over there, and his mother, of course. The two sad people. Everyone else, great news. Just Wall today. I think we're going to change it to the Wall and Woj College Football Rundown. Because I can, because I'm by myself. But we have some fantastic college football to get into. I hope everyone can stay with me. I hope I can keep the pace without my friend, my cohort, Mr. Woj next to me. I will try my best. He has given me some notes. And I know you people listen to the rundown to see, hey, how did I do in the DraftKings fantasy year long last week? Well, let me tell you, Woj has got the notes for me here. I'm going to go over it. I'm going to tell you, guess who won the DraftKings league last week? He's not here to do a victory lap, but yes, Mr. Woj wins it with 123.62 points. I don't know how you get 0.62 points, but the man managed to do it somehow. Walrus, 67. A man is always up there. Always up there. Starting to nip at the heels of some of this competition, I think. He's up there this week. Second place, 123.46. Oh my goodness, 0.46 versus 0.62. Both of them at 123 points. Woj squeaks it out by a fraction. I guess Woj gets the koozie this week. Sorry, Walrus, but we all know you're going to get at least a couple koozies as the year goes on. Mr. Story rounds out the top three at 118.42. That's our friend over there at Sports Betting Intel. Just been dominating the DraftKings League as of recently. Let's see what he's got here. Official rankings through 8 weeks. Let me see. I don't think I've been up here enough to warrant a ranking. I don't think I've done well enough that I can warrant a ranking. But as far as 8 week average wins go, Mr. Story is in the lead with 2.75. Woj with 3. So just a quarter of a win behind the leader there, Woj is. 8 week total points, a little different story, but the same man on top. Story, 1135 with 1,221.42 points. The real Jay-Z, as we like to call him. James O3, the other man from Sports Betting Intel. Let me tell you, those guys at Sports Betting Intel, they must have some tools or something to help them with their picks because they're always on top, always showing up. James O3 with 1,205 sitting in second place there. This week, the man, Woj, wanted me to let everyone know, it's going to be the 12-game main slate. Now, I don't know if that changes. It seems like he says every week, so I don't know if that changes, but I've done my job. I've given the people the information about DraftKings. I don't know how deep we'll get into DFS this week. Not my specialty. You know I'm on the lines. When Wall's talking, that's what we're talking about. So I think we should first jump into some games from last week. Heading over there, got to talk about that Michigan game. Just blanking their rivals. 49-0. I mean, I would love to hear what Woj has to say about this one because he was expecting Michigan comes out and wins the football game and wins it handily. Well, they did, and he was right. McCarthy, 287 yards, 4 touchdowns. I mean, did you have him on your DFS team? Because if you did, you probably got some points. Woj was here, I'm sure he'd have that information, but I can guarantee you it got some points. Blake Corum had himself a pretty good game too with 59 yards on the ground, 1 touchdown. I don't think he got a lot of carries. I didn't catch a lot of that game, the whole game, because it was just a blowout. I mean, who wants to watch Michigan beat up on little brother over there? Ohio State, Penn State, though, that was a fantastic football game. McCord played a very good football game, came through in the end. It was only 20-12. Ohio State with a victory, not a very high-scoring affair for an Ohio State football team. We expected a close game. We mentioned on the podcast last week about how at one point you get Penn State plus 10, and what a fantastic bet was that was for anyone that got it. Woj got it, so he's happy. He's down there in Tennessee right now spending those winnings probably on some, I don't know what those fishermen spend it on, some tackle boxes or something. I don't know. I'm not a fisherman, but I am a college football fan. I am a college football enthusiast, and I can tell you that Ohio State, Penn State was a very good football game. Definitely lived up to the hype. I mean, we had other games, though, too. We had other conferences. ACC, Florida State did take down Duke. It was a close game for most of the game up until the fourth quarter. Florida State just turned on the gas. Mr. Travis started putting the pressure on Duke. They did end up winning 38-20. Washington coming through with the squeaker. I mean, the Pac-12, that year in and year out, what goes on in that conference? So Washington did win the football game. Mr. Penix actually Hard Ways, Mike and myself over there on Sports Betting Intel podcast. We're talking about it on Monday, on our Monday episode. The question was posed about Mr. Penix and how well he's doing. Well, I think he's doing fantastic. I still think he's great. As far as the Heisman, I don't know. I mean, it was a tough game for him against Arizona State. He did pull through, though. He had 275 yards passing. No touchdowns. That was what Mr. Hardways was trying to point out. The man has not been throwing touchdowns as of late, but I still think he's a very good Heisman contender. Texas squeaks out a win with Houston. For anyone that is on the DFS side, I'm sure you probably know this. DraftKings, whatever DFS site you use, probably has told you this, but Mr. Ures is out this week and out for the year as a Longhorns fan. Not real happy about it, but that's part of college football. And they have Mr. Manning to come and back him up. If he does play, we shall see if they want to burn the red shirt on Manning or not. Texas, still a good football team. Oregon, Washington State. Oregon won 38-24. They have a game this week. I hope we get into that one because that's a real big game. And not to spoil anything, it might be part of the Woj and Wall. Excuse me. The Wall and Woj. Pick them at the end of the episode. So stick around for that. Then I think the big exciting game for me this weekend outside of that Penn State Ohio State game was that Utah-USC game. Utah did pull it through 34-32, taking down USC. And again, probably not a result many people would have expected. It is one that I'm not surprised about at all. And I've always harped on defenses win championships. They also win football games. You know, you got to win football games to win championships. We have seen time and time again, the team with the better defense usually triumphs in the end in big games. And that's what happened here. Utah just 34-32, just took them down, you know, and that's a Utah team that hasn't been scoring any points, and they put up 34 on USC, so that shows you how bad USC's defense is. I will say USC's offense did score some points on Utah, putting up 32, though. Let's see any other scores we want to go over. I think the Iowa-Minnesota game, anyone that saw what happened, the Hawkeyes got screwed. No way around that. Kind of a sore subject, not one I want to get into because you never like to see, especially your team, you never like to see a football team get screwed like that by the officials, but objectively, there was the wrong call on that, and it lost the Hawkeyes in the football game. Unfortunate. Hopefully, there is some punishment handed out to those officials, but we must move on. We must get to this week, because this week is going to be an exciting week 9. Just me to talk about it. I'm sure you guys are even more excited. Actually, half the people probably like, I already turned off this podcast. No, Woj, you don't got the man on there. I'm not going to listen to Wall. Well, I'm going to try my best. Let me tell you, I'm going to pull up before we get into any games, I want to pull up the DraftKings slate here. Woj said it was the 12-game main slate, so I'm going to pull up the 12-game main slate. I'm just kind of interested to see who the most expensive player is this week. Oh, well, none other than Caleb Williams. That does not surprise me. Caleb Williams, quarterback over there on USC, fetching a $10,500 salary. Whew. What do you get if you put him on your team along with his points? That's what I want to know. $10,500. That's some points. Then we got Bo Nix at 9,800. Dylan Gabriel, 9,400. Jordan Travis, I mean, he had a pretty good football game last week, sitting at 9,200. Then rounding out top five is Troy Franklin, wide receiver. We got a wide receiver up there. Oregon, they're just expecting to put up some points, I guess, by the DFS men who like make those lines. Yeah, he's sitting at fifth. Wow, that is correct. $8,300. That surprised me a little bit. Normally, you think you'd see Sam Hartman up there or maybe Drew Aller, considering they're going against Indiana and that spread is so high. I'm not sure if we'll get in to that game or not, the Penn State game, that is. I'm going to head over to sportsbettingintel.com. They're going to be my cohort for this since Woj is not here. I'm going to go to this week in college football. Let's see here. We got all the conferences. What conference should we start with? Excuse me. I'm going to hit the SEC up because there is a game I know that's going on in that one. That is the Georgia-Florida game, the world's largest outdoor cocktail party. Got to be excited for it. Woj and I always get excited for it. I wonder if that's why he's down in Tennessee. He's going to sneak over there to Everbank Field and watch this football game, have a couple of cocktails before it. Well, if he does, I don't think he's going to get to see much of a football game because Georgia might come out and trounce the Gators, in this one. They are a 14.5-point favorite. -600 on the money line. You want to win $100 betting the Bulldogs? You got to put up 600, which that's quite a line there. +450 for Florida. If you want to make a little extra money for putting down 100, you get that 450 back in your pocket. Over under a 47 does surprise me a little bit. It wouldn't surprise me if Georgia hits that 47 on their own. They haven't been as on pace. And by that, I don't mean quick pace. I just mean they are like a well-oiled machine, especially last year. They score 14 points, 14 points, 14 points, 14 points. Every quarter, they just keep on schedule. This year, not so much, but still, they do score some points. So if they score those 14 points every quarter, we got four quarters. So we got 28 points a half. If my math is correct, that puts us at 56 for the Georgia Bulldogs against the Gators. I don't know that that's going to happen, but it could. And even if it doesn't, we only need them to cover half those points because, you know, Graham Mertz, he's going to put up some points. I know everybody hates him, but he's going to put up some points. Let's jump into the player prop analysis over here in sportsbettingintel.com. See if they got anything up here for Mertz. I like to look at his player props. I like to bet them because the market usually does not respect him in the way they should. 194 and a half passing yards. Now, we've been talking about all season. I shouldn't say we. I have been talking about all season long looking up his passing yards. I will tell you, this 194 and a half passing yards is very low. Normally, we're at least 100 yards. We're usually around that 294 passing yards mark. So playing that Georgia Bulldogs offense or defense, 194 passing yards versus the normal 294. It makes sense to me, but still, he might get that. He might get that 200-yard passing. I was trying to find interceptions because Georgia's defense gets interceptions. They don't have that lineup yet. Actually, yes, they do. It looks like Caesars has a lineup for it. If we want to go over a half interception, which means two throw an interception, we're at minus 194, so we got to put up 2-1. I guess that kind of makes sense considering what I was thinking. Georgia Bulldogs are probably going to pull off one against him. Hey, you want Mr. Etienne? I'm sure some of you probably be looking to get him on your DFS football team. Let me check over here on what you say. Oh, actually, no. This is not on the main 12 games. How do they not? See, this is the problem I have. This is where Woj and I go back and forth all the time. How do you not have the world's largest cocktail party in the slate for DraftKings? That's just unbelievable. Hey, why do we have this Florida State weight game? Just get rid of that. Put the big dogs in there, but they don't. So I can't give you guys any salaries for this one. But I can tell you, I think Georgia comes out and wins this one quite handily. I don't know if I'll be putting my money on it. Let's jump to another one. Kentucky, Tennessee. Ooh, I love me some Tennessee football. And by that, I mean I love how they lose games. Whoa, that's just thinking about it now. Actually, that's probably why Woj did not show up today. He didn't have a fishing trip in Tennessee. He just made that up because he didn't want to come in to the podcast and face the music. We did a heads up pick 'em last week. I took Bama. He took Tennessee. He was getting 8.5 points. Wasn't enough. Mr. Saban pulls it out at the end there. Woj, Wall, straight up pick 'em. Wall wins it again. I told him not to bet against me, but the kid did. And he failed. I'm excited about that. I didn't even think about this podcast until I started recording this podcast. That is probably why the man is not here. He just does not want to face the music. This week, Tennessee has a little more inferior opponent in Kentucky. But Kentucky is a good football team. The spread reflects that. Tennessee only a 4-point favorite. Minus 177 looks like the best line over there on Bet Rivers. Plus 152 if you want to take Kentucky to get the upset over Tennessee. If you want Tennessee to drop two ATS against the spread, that is in a row. I don't know. I might be taking the Wildcats. We'll see. We'll see what that line comes out at right before kickoff. Minus 4, minus 3, big difference there. So if you get that minus 3, if we get a little bit of love there, I might be taking. No, I shouldn't say that. I'll probably stay away from this game. Total, 51.5, best line looks like. If you want the over there on Caesars, it looks like under right now, points bet a little better than that minus 110 normal juice. I don't know that I'd bet the total on this one. I'd be interested to see what the madman Woj had to say about it, but we're not going to get to hear. And this one is also not on the slate for DFS. So I want to do a little bit of DFS. You know, it's not my strong suit, but I do want to get a little bit of DFS in here. So let me jump over to the slate. Let me check out what kind of games we got. Ooh, Oregon, Utah. All right, let's see what my buddy here, my cohort for the day, sportsbettingintel.com, has to say about this one. We know Oregon, Utah. Well, that's Pac-12. We're going to click on the Pac-12 here. I'm going to look at what they have in their game breakdown for this Oregon-Utah game. Looks like right now, well, clearly Oregon is the favorite. Looks like 6.5 points is the best line you can get over there on Caesars for the Ducks, -6.5. You gotta, I mean, it's not that full touchdown, so that helps you out if you are a Ducks fan. And I think Mr. Woj is, with a little bit of inside intel I have. So 6.5 looks like a good number. Over under in this football game, 48. You got to remember, Utah does not let teams score a lot of points. One of the best offenses in college football, that is USC last week, as we talked about. Well, they put up some points, but you got to remember, they only put up 32 points. So not that normal 50 or 60 points that USC had been scoring throughout the season. Utah's D can step up and stop teams like USC to some degree, and then Oregon, who also has a very powerful offense. I want to jump into the detailed matchup here on sportsbettingintel.com. I want to see what they had written about this one. They do write-ups for all these games. You guys can go in there and check out the game preview. Looks like the Oregon Ducks are traveling Rice-Eccles Stadium in Salt Lake City to take on the Utah Utes in a Pac-12 conference matchup. The Ducks have in the series edge going 7-3 the last 10. Oregon is favored by 7 points at the most sportsbook moneyline odds. We just went over that. Oregon's offense has been explosive this season. Well, that's what I just told the people. That's what I just told the people, sportsbettingintel.com. Let me tell you, these game previews, they're no match for the madman Woj, who's normally on my side. Averaging 23 points per game. You know what? That's not bad. We were talking bad in Utah's offense. Averaging 23 points per game is respectable. Their defense, though, only giving up 15. That's what we're talking about. That's huge, let me tell you. And then we're talking about against the spread. Utah is 4-1-1 against the spread. Hard to bet against a team that is doing so well, especially a team that's 4-0 at home. They catch Oregon at home this year, which helps them out. But that's part of the reason why, if you're betting the Ducks, you're not getting or having to give that full touchdown. Let's jump over to the DraftKings slate for this one. I'm going to click on the Oregon-Utah game here to try to just get some Oregon-Utah players. We went over Mr. Bo Nix, 9,800. I mean, it does look like it's a little value on our system, 2.34 point value. I mean, that's not bad. I don't know that that's where you're probably going to go. If you want to go maybe Bucky Irving, running back there for the Ducks, he's questionable. But, hey, you take some risk. Sometimes you get paid off, 7,600. That's not bad, but obviously that's equating for the fact that he might not play. I could tell you that, Mark. I get a little bit of DraftKings knowledge down. Well, Wall's not entirely clueless when it comes to that. Tez Johnson looks like another high wide receiver. I don't know if Woj will be putting him on his team. We shall see. I don't even know if Woj, I'd hope for the Rundown Nation, he'd be putting this one up this week so that people can play, even though he is on vacation. I hope he puts it up so that people can play and we can compete. But if you do, maybe look at that Tez Johnson. Does show you getting a little bit of value on him, just under 2 points value for the salary of $6,400. I was kind of looking for some Utah players, but nothing's really showing up on my system anyways as something that you'd want to take for that Utah football team. Yeah, it's tough because their offense, you know, it's not electrified by any means, but we just said that it's respectable. Yeah, I'm not seeing anything here. Maybe actually if you want to jump back to the Oregon side of things, you got Trayshawn Holden here at 4,600 only, projected to get 10 fantasy points. I mean, that's pretty good value there. Maybe you want to get a little Trayshawn Holden on your team. Hey, I don't know. Tweet me. Let me know. I'm not here to give the people the usual great knowledge we give them about DFS. So head over to Twitter at WWCFB. Let me know your picks. Normally I rely on Woj to give me my picks for the thing. So I'm going to have to rely on Twitter. So hopefully you guys can help me out. Let me know who your pick is. Let's jump into another game here. We got a little bit of time left. I don't want to go real long. This is going to be a quick rundown. Considering I'm by myself, I can't hold the load. I'm getting old. I can't hold that show up myself without the madman Woj here. UCLA, Colorado. That's going to be an interesting game, let me tell you. UCLA, huge favorites in that one. I know we're hitting up a lot of Pac-12 games. It just happens to be this week what I'm looking at. They're over there at the Rose Bowl playing UCLA -17. We'll see if they can get more than 500 fans in that stadium. UCLA just has not been showing up for their football team recently. Unfortunately, I wish that wasn't the case because they're a very storied program and they are coming over to the Big Ten. So we'd like to get that attendance up, but maybe some people will show up, watch that Colorado football team that was hyped at the beginning of the season. Obviously, no one's talking about them anymore. Kind of how I had expected in my head they would obviously regress, and they have for sure. That 17-point spread, UCLA giving them 17 anyways, is kind of indicative of that. Over under, you can guess it's pretty high in this one, 63.5. That's high. This is a game, if Woj was here, they would definitely be talking about, because it's just so many points. But my guess is it's probably not even on the slate, because they just don't know how to put good games on the slate in DraftKings. I don't want to hold my head on this game, though. Let's jump over to the Big Ten. See what we got there. We got Nebraska Purdue. That one's a good one. Actually came out, I thought it'd be close to a pick 'em. It came out with Nebraska -2.5, and it's kind of held there. They've been the favorites over that Purdue Boilermaker football team. You want the Boilermakers, you probably want to put your money on the money line +120. If you want that 2.5 points, you could take it, but you're paying the -110. Just my preference, that +120 number. Over under of 39.5, pretty low, but you got to remember, it is a Big Ten football game, so they're not going to score a whole lot of points. It might be cold, too. There's supposed to be a cold front coming in. We shall see. But this one is on Saturday. It's not a Friday game. Let's see what sports betting intel has for them. Points per game, Nebraska at 18.71, Purdue at 23. We got more green here on Purdue, actually, than Nebraska. But you got to remember, Nebraska had a rough start of things at the beginning of the season. They lost to that Colorado football team, which was rough. And they just had not been able to get anything going on offense. They have been riddled with injuries, just like the Iowa football program over here. Our Hawkeyes have also been riddled with those injuries. But they've been able to put together a couple good games. They had a bye week just recently, but they've been able to put together a couple good games the past few weeks. So they are progressing upwards, getting ready for that big showdown with the Hawkeyes at the end of the season after Thanksgiving. Always a good football game to watch. But we still got this one, and the Boilermakers, I think they could put up a good fight. Like I said, that money line +120 is kind of a sexy bet on those Boilermakers. We got Minnesota, Michigan State. Anyone that heard the news, or I shouldn't say anyone that heard the news, maybe you didn't hear the news, but Mel Tucker was denied his money. They found wrongdoing. Surprise, surprise. So now they don't owe him $75 million. Wow. Yeah, I would never think that they'd come through and say, oh, you did something wrong. Hey, now we don't have to pay you $75 million. I wonder how they came to that conclusion that he did something wrong. I don't know. But they don't have to pay him money, so there you go. Michigan State probably happy about that. Ohio State, Wisconsin. I mean, Wisconsin, can they put up a fight against the Buckeyes? I don't think so. The bookmakers, they don't think so either. -14.5, which is actually kind of lower than I would expect. I'd expect, you know, an 18.5 number in this game, which we haven't seen yet. It still could get there if some money starts coming in on the Buckeyes. Over under a 45.5. You probably want to look over in that one, because I think Ohio State's going to control the football game, and they are more offensive oriented. I think they're going to, the team that is stronger usually controls the flow of the game. So I think their offense can start to control the flow of the game. I know they haven't been scoring a ton of points the last few games. I know they didn't score a ton of points against Penn State, but let me tell you, Wisconsin is no Penn State. So I think some points go up in this one. I mean, where do you guys want to head? Where do you want me to head? I know the MAC, we've got some big MAC fans. Ohio, Miami, Ohio, that's always a big game. Those two big dogs of the MAC going against each other. A little bit of a rivalry there, the two Ohio teams. +7 for Miami, Ohio. Ohio -265 on the money line. Over under a 39, which kind of surprised me. I'd expect that a little higher, but maybe they didn't expect the Bobcats do not get that many points. My guess is if it goes over, it's going to be because the Bobcats just put up some points on Miami, Ohio. Get off of talking about a little bit of this Maction. And I believe Mr. Hardways and I were talking. We got Maction coming up, but it hasn't come to us yet. There's been other conferences, though, playing. Conference USA, I believe, has been playing on Tuesdays in anticipation for the Maction coming up in a couple weeks. Just a couple weeks. It's exciting. It's always good. But, again, it's just me. We're just doing a quick rundown today, so I think I might call it there. If you guys have anything you want me to hit up, any information you want me to put out there on our Twitter, just let me know on Twitter. You got any picks for me to put on my fantasy football team since I got no Woj here to help me? Let me know over there on Twitter at WWCFB. Head over to sportsbettingintel.com. Check out their tools. That's what I'm checking out right now as I'm trying to figure out who my pick'em is for this week, college football. Woj and Wall, pick'em. I already know who Woj is. He wrote it in. -6.5 Ducks. Let me tell you, Woj on the season right now, he's 5-3. He's been having a fantastic season. He just got crushed by the wall last week. Let me tell you, I told them we had both picks last week. Anyone that didn't catch the episode, maybe go back and listen to the episode, or maybe just fast forward to the end. There you go. That's an idea. But we had our picks, and then we decided, let's just do heads up in that Bama-Tennessee game. Let's go at it. Let's go at each other's throats. Glad I came through with a victory. And again, I think that's why Woj is not here today. I think that's why I'm doing this one solo. Just does not want to face that music. He does have the Ducks -6.5 this week, and I do like that bet of his. I'll be putting a little bit of scratch, maybe even a full-size. I usually don't put a full-size unit on Woj's bets. I do put money on them every week. Obviously, last week I did not because we were betting against each other. And, well, that wouldn't make a whole lot of sense. I'm not going to eat the juice. But I might put a full-size because I do like that Ducks -6.5. It came out when we were talking about it originally, Hardways and I were. And I was thinking, it should have been, you know, a little closer, -3.5, -4.5 type line for the Ducks against the Utes. But the more I've been thinking about it, Oregon, they just score points. Utah's coming off that huge, huge upset last week. I mean, I think that they might be a little too amped for this one. I think the Ducks might feel their chance to win this Pac-12 right here. They need to get it done, so I think they might get over that 7 hump, get over that touchdown mark, and take down the Utes. As far as my pick, though, I'm not going to go the same as Woj. That would be suicide. The man, he's going to lose some picks pretty soon here because at that 5-3 record, that is pretty good. I think I'm going to go with Oklahoma -9.5, and you can get a pretty good number on them. They're at -10. Looking at sportsbettingintel.com, you can just click on NCAA football or whatever sport you want. They don't just do NCAA football, but obviously at the college football rundown, that's what we're interested in. I clicked on the game boards, and I'm just looking at Oklahoma, what they are across all the major sports books. It is -10 across most of those sports books, except for Rivers. Rivers is -9.5. So obviously that's where I'm going to go with my money for Oklahoma, because I do think that they take down this Kansas Jayhawks football team. I was not 2 weeks ago, was not correct on them. Or I should say actually last week, I didn't end up using it as my pick-em because we went head-to-head, but I was not correct on them. I thought they would just, you know, come through and dominate. They did not, but I'm going to hop back on them this week. I just think that they come through and they do dominate this week. So Bet Rivers -9.5, Oklahoma, getting a pretty good number on the market. So I do expect that probably will change quickly here. -10 on points bet, -10 on Caesars, -9.5. Well, that's a lot of juice though over there on BetMGM. So that, yeah, Bet River is definitely the best line. So if you want to tell me on this one, make sure you hit it up on Bet Rivers, or actually check out at the time whenever you're making the bet what the best book is for you to bet over there at sportsbettingintel.com. Best place to get this information. Also, they got player props too. So for you DFS guys, I know I didn't go into DFS a lot today. You can head over there, check out their player props, see what sportsbettingintel.com has them projected to be as far as passing yards, touchdowns, all that good stuff. You can also see what the books have them, the consensus across the books too. Great resource for anyone that does DFS. Great resource, obviously, for anyone that does sports betting. You know, that's where you make your money. Tools like that. I encourage you to use the code RUNDOWN. If you do sign up for one of their packages, I think the most it'll cost you is $19.99 a month. So, you know, one bet pays off that month's worth of information just for getting better lines, getting better information. Please check them out. And I appreciate everyone for staying with me. Woj will be back next week. The wall in Woj College Football Rundown. Yep, we're going to keep it. Woj is not here. So I've called a order to vote, and the vote has gone through. It is now the wall in Woj College Football Rundown, which will take me some time to get used to. But this is Wall signing off.
Rundown Nation, thanks for listening to our episode. You can catch all of our podcasts and information on www.collegefootballrundown.com. We have upcoming games. We have SBI information on there. They're a big partner sponsor with us. If you want to sign up to their website, please use code RUNDOWN when you do that. It helps us out. It helps them out as well. But so much good information on that website. So please check them out. Please check our website out. You can catch us on Twitter at WWCFB. Our Instagram is college_football_rundown. Please take a look, take some time. We do our weekly DraftKings League, so make sure to get in on that. All the information for that is on our website. Other than that, I'm Woj.
And I'm Wall.
And we are now definitely out. Thank you for listening.